Katy Perry just in town, Gaga in tonight, and we've got a guest who's pretty much done everything in television.
Yeah, really, it's amazing. He's a Kansas City native, he's a writer, director, producer, co-creator of like anything that has to do with Chicago. We've got Michael Brand on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. It's early, but I'm good. I'm in L.A.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you getting up early. I know with the time difference and everything, but you're actually going to be back in Kansas City this weekend doing a really cool question and answer thing with the Missouri Film Office and the Casey Film Office. And before we even get started, I'm supposed to tell you that our good friend Craig Burnett says hi. I guess he says you guys used to work together at Paddock Productions.
Craig taught me everything I know, I have to say, which doesn't say much for Craig, but I appreciate the pie. You know, he was very influential early on. He was like the big stud post-production guy, voiceover guy.
And literally the nicest guy, like one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Yes, and he wanted to make sure
we don't have much in common.
Well, so listen, you are responsible for, like I said, almost anything Chicago on TV. Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med. And I know you're going to talk more this weekend when we do this question and answer thing. But for people listening, you know, how did you get from Kansas City to Hollywood? Did you move out to L.A. first? Did you start writing when you were here?
Yeah, you know, it was I did the old pack up the U-Haul and go. I mean, there was nothing. There was no email. There was no internet, obviously. I mean, I'm old. And, you know, back then it was you just heard about it. You used that one contact that your parents had, that friend whose son went to USC. And, you know, used a version of that contact to just meet one guy in Los Angeles. I moved out there with another friend of mine from Kansas City. Who's an actor, and we just slowly but surely put it together, kept it going, and, you know, there were a lot of lean years, but then it took me 3 or 4 years, and I finally sold my first script.
That's amazing.
What was the very first one?
It was called The Courier, and it was finally made in a weird incarnation, which didn't really represent what we had originally written, but I started as a film editor, you know, a big thanks to Paddock Productions for that. And my early days was I was working with both Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino. So
wow.
I was not...
Oh, little guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, one of my mentors in college told me early on, if you want to learn how to write and direct, you should learn how to edit. And that was the best advice I ever got. So when I moved to... So I spent time in Kansas City, working for Paddock Productions and kind of figuring that part of the business out. And that helped me when I got to L.A.
So, Michael, it sounds like Kansas City is pretty close to your heart. What's going on with all these Chicago names? why don't we have a Kansas City Fire, Kansas City Man?
Well, I would like to point out that the main characters in Chicago Fire are Brett, Dawson, Casey. Okay, those are the three main characters. So, I'm doing the best I can here.
Okay.
I appreciate the shout out.
Yes, definitely.
Now, as a co-writer on Too Fast, Too Furious, I would like to know, if you open up your phone right now, do you have the phone number to Vin Diesel, Dwayne Johnson, any of the following?
I can say, well, Vin was not in the second one, obviously, nor was Dwayne, but having spent some time with Dwayne, he is the nicest human being ever. But Paul Walker was the same way. I mean, truly one of the most generous, nice, sweet dudes who was so far from a movie star in all the right ways. And The Rock, same thing. So those guys were really great. And, you know, losing Paul was a tough one.
Yeah, now, definitely.
When people come to see you and they speak, what are they mainly interested in?
Well, I mean, you know, if it's in Los Angeles, it's usually real strong, up-and-coming, wannabe writers and directors. And in Kansas City, it's a little different. I think it's supporters of the film commissions, which is great, and people who just have a genuine interest in film and television, which now it's hard to even differentiate between films and TV sometimes. But it seems like it's a lot of people who are just interested in the art form itself, versus people who are really trying to go make it. And I enjoy actually speaking to anybody who wants to talk about it, because it's obviously a passion of mine.
Well, you can actually come and you can see him this weekend, and it's a question and answer session. So if you have questions and want to know how to get your project on the screen, then call right now. We'll give you away a pair of tickets. It's this Saturday, November 18th, from 2:30 to 5 p.m. It's going to be at the Fontaine Hotel in KCMO, and you can actually talk to the one and only Michael Brandt. It's 576-7093. Hey, travel safely to Kansas City, and we will see you this weekend.
Thank you, guys. I look forward to seeing everybody.
Thank
Appreciate
you, buddy.
It.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Mix 93.3 is gearing up for the holidays with the Holiday Hookup. Ho, ho, ho. Correctly guess the price and win it all. A trip for two to New York City to party with Hailee Steinfeld at her 21st birthday party. Travel in style with a new two-piece luggage set. Sleep in the city that never sleeps in his and her matching PJs. And load up on whatever you want with gift cards to Sunfresh and Target. Plus, just in time for the holidays, get your house cleaned from our friends at The Maids. Here's how to win. Just listen to Mix 93.3 each weekday during the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5 to guess how much the holiday hookup is worth. Get the exact price right, and you'll win it all.
Whoa! Yes!
But don't worry, we'll help you find out if you're too high or too low. Name the exact price and win it all. The Holiday Hookup, Part 1, all from Mix 93.3.